Joe's Need to Know News, a crazy day. Kept on breaking new things and new things and new things were happening. The FBI says they have identified 7 suspicious packages addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days. Those packages contain, quote, potentially destructive devices that appear to be pipe bombs or something like that. One law enforcement official said investigators were examining the possibility that they were actually hoax devices that were not actually going to go off as a bomb, but they would look like one.
Yeah.
Just for the scare factor in them.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's incredible. The packages were addressed to billionaire George Soros, Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, CIA Director John Brennan, and a bunch of other people. And it's just absolutely insane. They're investigating stuff, too. I guess there's been several packages with Maxine Waters that were sent to her, too. She's actually received 2 that look like that. Now, President Trump commented yesterday, said, acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America. So
yeah.
You best believe they're going to find out who's behind this.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to be happy with what happens after that. All right, this is so interesting, and I hate this, but I also kind of respect it. It has to do with the Mega Millions and the Powerball. First of all, Powerball, nobody matched all 6 numbers on Wednesday night, and the jackpot, that's now up to $750 million. That's the 3rd largest it's been in U.S. history, so go buy yourself one of those for Saturday's drawing. And those numbers, if you want to check them, are 3, 21, 45, 53, 56, and that Powerball number is 22. Now, here's something. We know where that Mega Millions ticket was sold. It's actually what was sold, obviously, in South Carolina. We told you that. But the place is called KC Mart Number 7. It's on Lee Vaughn Road in Simpsonville, South Carolina. It's a small city, too, of about 22,000 people.
That's where they always are, you know?
Well, I'm cool with that if it's somebody, you know, that really needs it. But if it's
I'm cool with it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's not your metro or your, you know, like, straight in the middle of the big city.
We gotta go to the boonies.
Convenience store. Yeah, you gotta drive out. Like, you gotta go up towards, you know, Logansport or something. You gotta like find a random convenience store in like Delphi, and that's where you have to buy your tickets.
The owner of the convenience store says he'll divvy up the roughly $30,000 because when you sell a winning ticket, the store gets some money.
Cool.
And it's really cool. He's gonna give that to himself and to his 4 employees. So that's really nice. By the way, we may never know who won that Mega Millions jackpot because South Carolina is one of just 7 states where the lottery winner does not have to be identified publicly.
Interesting.
Somebody spill the beans. I want to know who's a billionaire.
I want to know too. I hope that they decide to come forward.
Okay. I hate to bring the room down, but this is sad news this morning here. Thanksgiving is not going to be the same this year. Did you see this tragic news yesterday?
No, what?
Dorcas Riley, the woman who created the green bean casserole.
Dorcas!
I assume that's how you say her name. It's D-O-R-C-A-S.
Yes, it's Dorcas.
Yes.
What happened to her?
She's dead.
No, Dorcas!
At the young age of 92, the Lord has called her to heaven.
Oh, Dorcas is a biblical name.
Is it?
Yes. There's
no
a woman.
Way, because yep. I feel like it's cause like, hey, Alex, you're a Dorcas.
I know. When Dorcas. I was little, I used to say that, especially after we talked about her in Sunday school. But Dorcas was a woman in the Bible.
I didn't even know that. She was a Campbell Soup Kitchen supervisor in 1955 when she combined green beans, cream of mushroom soup, and topped it with those crunchy fried onions.
Cool.
And it's their most popular recipe ever to come out of their corporate kitchen. But
wow.
Oh my gosh, like... Do you like? I know you're really picky with food, but do you like green bean casserole? You're like, eh.
You know what? I've actually never had it.
In honor of Dorcas,
I will have to try it this year. Dorcas. R.I.P. Dorcas.
Oh. Major League Baseball World Series. The Red Sox defeated the Dodgers 4-2 last night. They now lead that best of 7 series, 2 games to none. And I'm excited about this. Alex, I think you'd delete it if you could, but we need it for work. Facebook just announced they're going to start testing a feature that will let people add songs to their profile.
I want to delete. I hate Facebook. I hate the company. I hate Mark Zuckerberg.
Hold on. Hey, Mark, I like you. Don't delete my profile. Listen, profile songs. Come on. Does that not get you all jittery and excited? Because then what's next? Are we going to get like a top 8? What if we can get that cool glittery like unicorn font again?
No, they're coming out with things like that to make us happy so that behind the scenes, secretly, they can keep spying on us and doing all the shady stuff they've been doing. I want to delete it so bad, but the reason I can't is because you have to have a Facebook profile to be able to get into like our radio station Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. And for work, you and I have to be able to go on there and like post and stuff. So I feel like I'm trapped. I have no choice, but to keep it.
Listen, you can have all my information that you want. You give me that top eight in the song, we're going to be good.
Oh, can I just use yours so I can delete my profile?
No, because I can't even imagine. Oh, there's this chicken nugget story. There's that chicken nugget story. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at RadioNowIndy.com.